All right, so today we're going to be doing a deep dive into deep oscillation therapy.
DOT.
DOT, yeah, exactly. And we're going to be trying to answer a very specific question.
Okay.
What kind of patient would be drawn to Lou Emsley's practice?
Interesting.
Now, our main source for this is going to be Lou's profile on the Physiopod UK website.
Makes sense. Physiopod is the exclusive supplier of DOT equipment in the UK and Ireland.
Yeah.
So they feature practitioners like Lou who are really invested in this therapy.
Exactly. And just looking at her profile, it's packed with information. I
Oh,
mean,
yeah.
first off, she's not just any DOT practitioner.
Right.
She's a registered nurse and ED certified in the Dr. Vater method of manual lymphatic drainage.
Wow, the gold standard.
Exactly.
That tells us she's coming at this with a very comprehensive understanding of the lymphatic system.
For sure.
It's not just about the technology. She's got serious hands-on skills too.
And this really struck me, she's a lymphedema patient herself.
Oh, wow.
So that must give her such a deep understanding of what her patients are going through.
Absolutely, and you can bet that resonates with people seeking her out.
Yeah.
It's one thing to be a skilled clinician, but to have walked that path personally
Right.
adds a whole other level of empathy and insight.
For sure. For sure. Okay. So we're starting to paint a picture here
Okay.
of someone who's drawn to a practitioner with a holistic approach
Yeah.
and a deep understanding of the lymphatic system.
Right.
Now let's look at the conditions that Lou actually treats with DOT.
Okay.
And we got some of the usual suspects here. Lymphedema, lytical lymphedema, post-surgical swelling.
All conditions where lymphatic drainage is key.
Right.
And remember, DOT works by creating these gentle, pulsating electrostatic fields that stimulate the lymphatic system,
Yeah.
helping to reduce swelling and promote healing.
So it makes sense that she would use it for those.
Yeah.
But here's where it gets interesting.
Okay.
She also lists cellulite and anti-aging as treatable conditions.
That broadens the potential patient base considerably.
It does.
It suggests she's attracting people who are looking for aesthetic improvements as well as those dealing with medical conditions.
So it makes you wonder, is she specifically marketing DOT for these aesthetic applications?
Yeah.
Or are patients coming to her for other reasons and then discovering the potential benefits?
I think that's a great question.
Yeah.
And it probably speaks to both scenarios.
Okay.
Some people might be specifically seeking out DOT for its non-invasive approach to aesthetic concerns,
Right.
while others might be drawn to Lou's expertise in lymphatic health and then explore additional benefits.
Okay, so either way, it's savvy.
It is.
You've got people who are dealing with chronic conditions and seeking relief.
Yep.
And you've got people who are proactive about their health and exploring ways to enhance their well-being.
Exactly. It creates a very diverse patient base
Yeah.
and positions Lou as someone who can cater to a wide range of needs.
Totally. But remember, she also specifically mentions treating pediatric cases,
Oh, right.
bronchial asthma and lymphedema in children.
That's got to be a huge draw for parents looking for gentle, non-invasive therapies for their kids.
I mean, who wants to put a child through anything harsher than they have to?
Especially when dealing with conditions like asthma, where conventional treatments can sometimes have side effects.
For sure.
Parents are often looking for complementary therapies that can support their child's overall well-being.
Yeah, and speaking of making things easier for patients,
Okay.
Lou mentions offering evening and weekend appointments.
Wow.
PLUS mobile therapy.
Talk about going above and beyond.
That's huge.
Yeah.
It suggests she's really tuned in to the needs of busy individuals, families with tight schedules, and people with mobility limitations who might have difficulty getting to a clinic.
Yeah, it really paints a picture of someone who's passionate about making this therapy accessible to as many people as possible.
Exactly.
And it's not just about convenience either.
Right.
Remember that quote where Lou calls herself a proud sole trader?
Yeah.
There's a real sense of independence and ownership in that statement.
Yeah, like she's built this practice from the ground up, driven by her own vision and passion.
Exactly.
And that has to resonate with patients who are looking for something more personalized than what they might find in a larger, more impersonal clinic.
Exactly. It speaks to a patient-centered approach where the focus is on building relationships and tailoring treatments to individual needs.
For sure. Okay, so let's bring it all together.
Right.
We've talked about Lou's impressive credentials, her personal experience with lymphedema, the range of conditions she treats, her flexible scheduling,
Yeah.
her commitment to patient care. What kind of picture are we getting of her ideal patient?
Well, it seems like Lou is attracting a diverse group.
Okay.
On one hand, you have people who are struggling with lymphatic issues and looking for an expert who truly understands their condition.
Okay.
They're drawn to her specialized training, her personal experience, and her compassionate approach.
Right. And maybe they've tried other therapies with limited success or are looking for a more holistic approach that addresses the root cause of their problems.
Oh, yeah.
Then you have people who are interested in the potential aesthetic benefits of DOT.
Right.
They might be looking for a non-invasive way to address cellulite or signs of aging.
And perhaps they're drawn to Lou's expertise in lymphatic health.
Yeah.
And her focus on overall well-being. It's not just about superficial improvements. It's about enhancing their health from the inside out.
You've got it. And let's not forget the parents who are seeking gentle and effective treatments for their children.
Right.
Lou's focus on pediatric cases and her flexible scheduling make her a very appealing option for busy families.
So we're seeing a pattern here.
Yeah.
Regardless of their specific condition or concern.
Right.
Lou's patients seem to be united by a desire for personalized care, a practitioner who listens and understands their needs, and a holistic approach that considers their overall well-being.
Absolutely. And that's what makes Lou's practice so unique.
Yeah.
She's not just treating symptoms. She's empowering her patients to take control of their health and live their best lives. It's really inspiring. And it makes you wonder, what kind of impact is Lou having on her patients' lives?
Mm-hmm.
We can only imagine the stories of relief, healing, and transformation that are unfolding within her practice.
It's a powerful testament to the impact one person can have when they combine their expertise with a genuine passion for helping others.
And speaking of passion, we can't overlook Lou's enthusiasm for DOT itself.
Right.
It's evident in everything from her website testimonial to her emphasis on patient support.
Yeah.
It's like she truly believes in the power of this therapy.
And that belief is contagious.
Yeah.
It's probably one of the reasons why her patients feel so confident and hopeful about their treatment journey.
Yeah.
They know they're in the hands of someone who's not only skilled, but also deeply invested in their success.
So to sum it up, Lou's ideal patient is someone who's proactive about their health, looking for a personalized approach, and open to exploring the potential of DOT.
Mm-hmm.
They value her expertise, her empathy, and her commitment to helping them achieve optimal well-being. It really highlights the human side of healthcare, doesn't it?
It does.
It's not just about the technology or the techniques.
No.
It's about that connection between the practitioner and the patient.
Absolutely. And that connection is so important, especially when you're dealing with chronic conditions.
Right.
Or complex health challenges. Feeling heard, understood, and supported can make all the difference in a patient's journey.
So as we wrap up this deep dive,
yeah,
let's bring it back to you, the listener.
Right.
Knowing what we do about Lou, her approach, the kind of patients she attracts, what kind of person do you think would be drawn to her practice?
It's a question worth pondering.
Yeah.
Would you be the type of person who seeks out Lou's expertise?
Right.
Perhaps you resonate with her holistic approach or value her personal experience with lymphedema.
Or maybe you know someone, a friend or family member, who might benefit from Lou's specialized care.
Yeah.
Someone who's been struggling with a condition that hasn't responded to conventional treatments.
Right.
Or someone who's simply looking for a more natural and supportive approach to their health.
Think about their needs, their preferences, and their personality.
Yeah.
Would they thrive in an environment where they feel truly listened to and understood?
Right.
Would they appreciate Lou's passion for DOT and her commitment to helping her patients achieve optimal well-being?
Those are the questions to ask yourself as you reflect on this deep dive.
For sure.
And who knows, maybe this exploration has sparked a new awareness in you.
Yeah.
Prompting you to explore DOT or seek out a practitioner like Lou who can guide you on your own path to healing and well-being.
It's all about empowering yourself with knowledge.
Right.
And making informed decisions about your health.
Exactly.
And sometimes that journey starts with a simple question.
Yeah.
What kind of patient am I?
And with that thought-provoking question, we'll wrap up this deep dive.
Okay.
We hope you've gained some valuable insights into the world of DOT and the unique approach of Lou Emsley.
Yeah.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep into the fascinating world of knowledge.